Yo, what up? Welcome to Talk That Ish with your boy Rail. I finally got some little bit of time to finally do this damn Q&A podcast. You know, I was supposed to do this since Friday, but I had a lot of things going on this weekend. So I'm going to finally get to talk about some of the questions, ladies. Asked, and I will answer them to the best of, you know, what I can. This episode is pretty much a follow-up of why, what was it? I think it was Why Do Men Cheat? And I got some good feedback from a few of my friends, and they definitely had some questions for me. And I'm going to shoot through some of these and see what, you know, I could answer. First up, first question is by Zatasha Watts. What up, Zatasha? How you doing? Her question is, how is it possible to pretend everything is fine at home when y'all sleeping together? And, what? Sorry, y'all. She asked, how is it possible to pretend everything is fine at home when y'all sleeping together and everything else? And if you choose to be with someone else, why string her along? Well, again, some guys aren't that emotional enough to... Well, I don't know. That's hard to answer. But I've seen a lot of people get confused in the process. It's not so much as that. Well, yeah, you're stringing somebody along, but they get conflicted because of the interest he has in both women. Instead of breaking it off, as you know, to the point where it's like, hey, yo, this ain't gonna work. You know, they choose both sides because they're conflicted between the two. They're confused. This girl has this, but don't have this. But this girl got this, but she doesn't have this. And then it goes from just, you know, you two to you three without you knowing it. Or maybe you would know it because of a woman's intuition. But, I think that it's just tough because a guy don't necessarily want to hurt a woman's feelings, but when you look at it, you're going to hurt her feelings either way it goes. But it's hard for some men to tell the truth because they don't want to see them hurt without realizing, well, by me lying and continue lying and stringing you along, I'm hurting you versus just setting you free by telling the truth. And everything can go from there. So I just think that is just the simple fact that a man don't want to hurt a woman's feelings. Yet, again, they don't realize that they're, you know, either way it goes, whichever direction he chooses, left or right, is going to hurt the woman, point blank, period. So I hope that kind of, you know, well, I don't think that really answered your damn question. But, the next question, again, by Zatasha, she says that just because a woman dressed a certain way, how she likes her dances, having a good time, you look good, you feel good, what makes men think that she's out there? Why can't it just be that she's having a good time and have a man at home or be single but decide hoish behavior or clothing? I don't understand what the hell you asking, lady, but I think what you're trying to ask is, why is it because y'all dress a certain way that we think how we think? I believe the answer's in the question. We think the way we think because the way y'all dress. Come on now. If I see a chick out here with half damn naked, with walking outside with some booty ass shorts and a fucking bra, yeah, I'm gonna think she out there. I'm gonna think that she asking for attention. I'm gonna think she wanna get her damn cheeks busted open. I'm gonna think that. Now, yeah, she might have a man at home, but it's the way you carry yourself. Some women don't carry themselves in the proper manner for a man to approach a woman in such good manners like that we should. It's all about how you carry yourself. How you present yourself is the factor of the way we think. Now, if I seen a chick walk down the street with a goddamn skirt down to her ankles and a damn sweater on, I'm going to think she wholesome. She may not be wholesome. She might be a hoe out here in these streets. But that's just me looking at her physically is going to determine, you know, I think she's wholesome. But she might be a hoe, but it's how you carry yourself. Just like in Players Club. Ain't nobody know Diamond was a damn stripper because how she carried herself. She wasn't out here dressing like a damn hoe. She was out here, you know, skirts and blouses and all that. But it's really how you women and how men carry themselves. If you dress like a hoe or a slut, I'm going to think you're a hoe or a slut. That's just the way of the world. That's just how it goes. You may not be one, but I mean, if you go dress like one, hell, I'm pretty sure you walk into a room with 10 niggas, 9 out of them 10 niggas go think you a fucking hoe. If you come in there with some booty shorts and a bra on, like, come on now, do y'all really see how these women is dressing out here? And it gets younger and younger, you know what I'm saying? They the way some of these women dress during the summertime is ridiculous, but get mad when a man says a certain thing to him. Well, if you wasn't dressing that type of way, they wouldn't think that way, and they wouldn't say the things that they say. Now, is it wrong for a man to say certain things? Yes, it is. But I mean, if I walked outside naked as hell, pretty sure somebody go want to J down to think something wrong with me. Now, I definitely think something's wrong with women being outside half the fuck naked, wearing a damn shirt that shows the damn nipples. Like, come on now. I'm a want to touch it, like if you a stripper or something. Like, for real. Anyway, next question, because that one is just going to forever be a toss-up, because you can't really... It's just how you present yourself, you know what I'm saying? You present yourself as a lady like a man would probably treat you as a lady like, you know, that's just my opinion about it. Now, next up is Shanofia, Miss Shanofia Tillman. What's up, G? She has 6 goddamn questions. First question is, why you just can't communicate how you really feel before the cheating action takes place? I'm a keeper 100 because I've been in these situations. Now, it may be easy for a man to communicate with their woman about whatever. But when it comes to other women, it's hard. It's hard. It is so hard. Because what runs through our mind is, dang, if I tell her, you know what I'm saying, that, yo, this chick is all up on my heels, she go think that I had something to do with it, or I reached out to this chick and, you know, I might lose her because she think I'm out here, you know, flirting with everybody. May not always be the case. A man might just super be 100% innocent. And, you know, the chick's out here wilding out, whatever the case. And, you know, we don't know how to bring that to y'all because, ladies, y'all flip out when it comes to other women, especially if you're the type of woman who's territorial. If you're a territorial woman, whoo! Men will keep a lot of shit to themselves because y'all flip out a lot. So, now when it gets to the point that a man cheat, not gonna lie, niggas is greedy. They definitely want their cake and eat it too. I'm gonna keep it 100. A man is definitely gonna... We're losers in that department. we most definitely suck at communicating before the cheating takes place. I think it's very rare for a man to reach out to his woman like, yo, you know, I'm not feeling this. You know, I think we should see other people or whatever the case. Because either way it go, y'all ass go flip out. You go flip out whether we be keeping 100 in that aspect or whether we cheat. It's a lose-lose situation for the man in my eyes, especially this generation, this day and age. But, yeah, we suck in that department. There's no justification. I'm not going to sit here and act like we could simply communicate before cheating because, nah, motherfuckers want to eat they, you know, have their cake and eat it too. That's for real. Question number two from Shinofia is, if you are a male who just cheats, then why waste time and get in a relationship without being upfront? Sometimes shit just happens. Earlier part of my life, I just wanted to be a bachelor, if you will. You know what I'm saying? But there's times you meet women and you just end up together. It was never no, let's be boyfriend, girlfriend. Let's just, you know, let's do that. It was never that. It just, you kick it, you fuck around, and you just end up together. You always together. You do stuff together. And you just together. And there was never no communication ever about, yo, let's be together. So that's a toss-up because sometimes shit just happens. And I don't think it's the fact that a male just likes to cheat or who's just a cheater. I think it's just things just happen. But if you are a male who likes to cheat, just don't get into a relationship. Like, point blank, period. Now, it could be that a man who does like to cheat or whatever the case, just likes the fact of being with a woman. Even though that situation is really fucked up, they don't want to be alone. So they get into these relationships and still cheat because they don't want to be alone. That's messed up. I can admit that I was that guy early in life that I never wanted to be alone. So to this day, I don't know what it is to be single. I don't know. I can't tell you. Because after one relationship, I'm into a totally different one. And it's quick. Y'all be like, wasn't you just with? But dang, but you just, like, what? Yeah, it's like that. It goes quick. I could admit. So I think that some men are just afraid of being alone. So they just get into relationship after relationship and cheat, but never make it a clear communication. I think men should work on that to the point where they just be like, hey, I don't want a relationship. Can we just be friends with benefits or whatever? Because a lot of people nowadays are into just friends with benefits. You know, I think that does work for some people. So, fellas, I think we should, not we, because not me. I have nothing to do with that. I think fellas should give the whole communicating beforehand, setting those boundaries beforehand. So that way shit don't get mixed up and confused. Because some of these women get hurt. They get hurt. And they go to a deep pain because of us men. And they will fuck you up. They'll kill you, stab you, shoot you, throw grits on your hot water. I got a homie who had hot water thrown on him. You know, I've had some women in my lifetime try to end my life, you know. I think fellas just gotta communicate. That's you through this podcast, I think you hear me say communicate a lot. So I think, you know, pretty much a man just don't want to be alone, so he just gets into these relationship after relationship, and it gets messed up because, you know, it's not so much as they want their cake and eat it too. I think for the men who afraid of being alone, it's not that they just want their cake and eat it too. They just simply don't like being alone. Now, on the other hand of that, yeah, some men just want their cake and eat it too. All right. Question number three by Shinofia. Why do men feel they're entitled to some play just because you hit on a woman? We can't respectfully decline and you keep it pushing. Well, I don't know. That's a question I honestly can't answer. I don't know why some men feel like they are entitled just because, you know, they hit on a woman. I don't know. Some guys got in their head that persistence is key. Persistence is not always the key if a woman is not interested from the get-go. Now, if she's interested from the get-go, then yeah, my nigga, be persistent. You know what I'm saying? Keep at it. Try to get her, you know, win her. Do the little things it takes to get a woman. And once you get the woman, continue to do all the little things that it took to get the woman. But other than that, I can't really answer that. You know, that's a tough question to answer. I don't know. I don't know why men feel that way. It's kind of stupid. But yeah, I can't answer that one. Question number four. Why do you think men are not as emotional as women? That's an easy one. We're just not emotional. Point blank, period. If you want to talk about, you know, statistics, statistically speaking, or scientific facts, we're just not built as emotional creatures. That's just it. We weren't built to be emotional. Now, you do have your emotional man. Yeah, kudos to y'all niggas. But we are not emotional. So don't get your panties in a bunch because we're just simply not emotional. You're not going to catch us all boo-hooed up for X, Y, and Z or show you that I can cry. No, we're just not. We will cry behind closed doors. You know, we're not going to really show that emotion. That's just not us. That's women. Women are the emotional creatures, not men. We're tough, head on strong, bullheaded. That's just us. We simply just not emotional. But yeah, there are men who are emotional, show their emotions and everything. There are some men who's learning to show their emotions. But the overall gist of it, scientifically, you know, statistically speaking, we're just not emotional creatures. So yeah, that answers that. Question number five, do men deserve to be forgiven for cheating? I could play devil's advocate. Do y'all women deserve to be forgiven for cheating? I feel like everybody deserves a second chance. It is messed up because on the other side of that, I personally don't like giving second chances. But that's just me, my own personal reasons. But I've given second chances. But I honestly think that everybody deserves a second chance. Because for whatever reason that man cheated, there was a reason. And it had to be something in that relationship. It don't necessarily have to be because a man likes to cheat or that's just what a man does. It's something in that relationship where that man felt like he had to go out and find it in somebody else. The same way as a woman would go, if a man is not giving her attention, she's going to go seek that attention from another man. I've been through it plenty of times in my life. So, you know, with that, it's just, I just honestly think everybody deserves a second chance. But it depends on the severity of the cheating. You know what I'm saying? If it was like some premeditated shit where a dude been talking to old girl for hella months and whatever and smashing, then yeah, you know, I end it. But like if it was one of those things where, you know, you going through it, you know, your relationship is rocky at the moment and you know, he goes out and meet a girl and is one of those one-night stand things, then it's wrong, yes, but I understand. Shit happens in relationships. Some people confide into others. Some women are very conniving. So, yeah, men will confide in a woman and, you know, she's there for him in the way that his woman is not, and bam, things happen. So that's just my take on that one. I think I just said it. Question number six was, why are men not as forgiving when the situation is reversed? So, this is tough because for some, it's bad for me to say this. I think that in every relationship with a man and woman, I think it's almost expected. I think women expect for a man to cheat in that relationship or, you know, flirt with a woman or, you know, something of that statue. I personally think that women, it's almost expected that a man will fuck up. Now, the reason why it's so hard for us to soak it in when you women do it is because we don't expect y'all to do it. We simply do not expect y'all to do it. So for us, the hurt is 10 times worse. It's bad on both ends, but the hurt is 10 times worse because women aren't known for cheating. That, you know, y'all put the whole men are dogs type of deal out there. So it's expected this day and age for a man to fuck up in a relationship and cheat. But, you know, for a woman to do it, it's like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what? You cheated? What? I expect you to go sit there and cry and boo-hoo and then get mad and, you know, want to end things and then we work it out. That's a man's thought process of it. It ain't never. We don't never put in our head that, yeah, our woman could cheat. If we out here cheating, we ain't going to put in our head like, yeah, she could possibly cheat. Because that's just the nature of it. We don't think that y'all would do it. I've definitely been in that situation. I didn't think that this woman could cheat, and she cheated. And it's like, damn. Like, fuck, that hurt. Like, I don't know if I can forgive you. Shit. But again, it's bad on both sides. We shouldn't feel that way. We shouldn't think that way because two wrongs don't make a right. Whether the man cheat is wrong. If a woman cheat is wrong. But it's just, to me, the severity of it, you know. Like, as I always use this example, women, you know, y'all got y'all little, you know, cookie monsters down there, little cake box, the little cootie pops, you know what I'm saying? If a man, if your man ain't really packing, but he hitting something but not everything, and you go cheating with a man who got everything and he packing, he hitting everything, you know, that's kind of fucked up because you go back to that man who ain't really got shit and he start fucking on you, then he gonna know something different. Real shit. He gonna know something off because that coochie ain't how it was when he left that motherfucker. So, it's more fucked up when y'all women cheat than it is us men cheating. It's wrong for me to say, I know. But just understand, it's just a difference between a man smashing, because our dick will stay the same. But a woman's cootie pop ain't going to always stay the same. And I don't want to hear none of that shit about, oh, you got that snapback. No, fuck that. Men can tell the difference if they woman out here fucking. I know I can. So, you know, that's just that. I think I got some more questions, but I really can't remember what they were. But y'all definitely asked some really good questions, you know. I could only answer what I know. Or not what I know, just my perspective of it. You know, that's just my take on some of these things. Yeah, I don't think, I think that was the main questions was from y'all to Shanofi and Zatasha. You know, y'all, I think y'all the ones that asked majority of the questions. For all those who are listening, I appreciate each and every last person who listens to this podcast. I just want to get my thoughts out on any and everything. Again, I come to y'all and ask y'all for the topics, you know, whatever you want me to discuss. Hit my inbox on Facebook. Or put it on my page. It don't matter. Don't care. If you personally know me, you can text me. I got a few people who've texted me some topics that I will touch on this week and next week. So, hit my phone. Hit my Facebook. If you got my Instagram, hit my Instagram. If you got my Snapchat, hit my Snapchat. I don't remember my Instagram name. Sorry. My Snapchat, catch me at Dilla2811. You know, of course, my Facebook is my name, Terrell Redman. Again, I appreciate everybody who... And there's quite a few of y'all. I didn't expect for my numbers to be where it's at for the week that I've been doing it so far. But I appreciate it. Appreciate it, y'all. Just continue to share it, like it, you know, continue to listen, vibe with me. Again, this podcast is sponsored by Anchor. You can download it in the App Store, Anchor. You could also go to anchor.fm, download it that way. And it's a great tool to start off your podcast. You can use your phone, you know, record it. You can do a lot of editing. You know, it's a great app to use to start off. And be on the lookout for these new episodes I got coming soon. I got to go back into my messages and reread the topics that people ask me to discuss. So again, just like it, share it, vibe with me. Give me any type of feedback. It's all good, all love. You know, I appreciate everybody and anybody. Love yourself before you can love others. Be respectful, be mindful. Do unto others that you want done to you. So that's it for my episode today. Thank y'all for listening to Talk That Ish with your boy Rail. I will holler at y'all soon. Deuces.